It's all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. All right, if you're a woman out there, you want to know what's going on when it comes to exercising and taking good care of yourself. So we're going to be talking about 5 ways to regain youthfulness with the right kind of exercise. And with us is Jerzy Gregorek, who is the author of The Happy Body, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. Jerzy, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. So we've got a good book here. And listen, at the end of the day, we don't want short-term results that can be bad for longevity. People kill themselves for a quick whatever, competition or back and forth. Is that really good for you? Heck no. So the 5 ways to be able to regain youthfulness with the right kind of exercise. Let's just hop right into them, shall we? How about doing something like, how about get flexible? Let's go to flexible.
Well, flexibility is important, yes, because if we are stiff and tight, then it causes inflammation and it's not good for us. We can develop pains and so on. So how to get flexible? Well, we can do yoga or we can do some stretches and so on, but the best way is to incorporate that flexibility within exercise routine. So actually we can do the routine for 30 minutes, and all the exercises have the capability to make you flexible. Then you exercise, and as well you improve your flexibility.
Well, you better listen up out there, Her Radio, because you're listening to Jerzy Gregorek, who is a world weightlifting champion and founder and head coach of the University of California Los Angeles weightlifting team. If anybody knows anything about successful fitness, it's got to be Jerzy. So flexibility is number one. How about be strong? Now, I'm heavily biased because I've been lifting weights for over 30 years. So, be strong resonates very nicely with me, speaking of weightlifting. But how about for all of our women out there in Her Radio land?
So, be strong. Well, why to be strong? Well, the whole immunity depends on it, and our health and strength and size of the muscle, leanness. So if we are getting stronger, then we are, of course, getting more youthful, and we can be lean instead of being skinny fat. So the strength and size of the muscle, crucial.
Yeah, I mean, that skinny fat thing is so important. When I wrote Body for Life for Women, this was all about women and body composition, which I'm all about. Bag the scale, honey. I want to know how much fat and muscle you have on board. And when you say skinny fat, that means so many of the women out there who just stare at a scale, starve themselves, don't exercise enough, don't weightlift, and what they end up doing is, oh, sure, you're in a size 4, but you're floppy, you're soft, and if I actually measured your body fat, it would be higher than normal, and your lean body mass, your muscle, be way low, right? So skinny fat, we don't want, right, Jerzy?
No, we don't want. It's just, the whole BMI created the situation and mislead people, because you can have perfect BMI, and you can be obese while being 100 pounds.
Exactly. And BMI doesn't speak to body composition at all. All it is weight for height. That's all it is. It doesn't say the quality of your body. So, Now, here's number 3, speed up. I just love this. You know, one of the hallmarks of old age, of the aging process, is everything slows down. We walk slower and all this stuff. So what do you mean by speed up?
Well, you know, the whole nervous system has to be quicker and do exercise faster. It means speed up and improve your nervous system. You just talk about the brain. So the brain also slows down, and then our possibility to actually save ourselves from falling depends on the speed of the brain. So if you move faster, let's say, doing the exercise, then you open the pathways in the brain and the whole nervous system to be quicker. And then, of course, age slower.
I love it. So you want to get faster, and in a way, you open yourself up to doing this safely and reminding yourself. It's also psychological play. You think, oh, well, I'm going to give myself permission to go slower because I'm getting older. Well, I don't want to break anyone's heart, honey. There's a group called the Senior Olympics. I'm actually a triathlete and a senior Olympian. And I'm going to tell you, honey, we got 70-year-olds in there who can, you know, outpace 20-year-olds. So come on, forget all this stuff about slowing down. That's a head trip, you know.
Well, the world is based on speed. The quicker we are, the better.
Oh, yeah. Now, the next one is get lean. What do you mean by that?
Well, get lean is just the same almost as be strong and not to be obese. We should have certain leanness. It means body fat percentage that is reflecting that we have enough muscle, and, you know, getting older is muscle loss. So the more muscle we have, the less fat, and we are more lean. And in that way, we are more youthful.
Well, I love some of your points from the book. And so you want to eat every 3 hours or so, but only the amount that can be burned in 2 hours, so that you're actually hungry for your next whatever it may be, a snack or a meal. So when you eat every 3 hours, you're not having a Bacchanalian feast here, guys. You know, this is all about making sure to kind of evenly divide it out over the entire day. And getting lean, really, it doesn't mean you're going to be some skinny mini or some nasty looking thing. No. You're going to be healthy and fit. Healthy and fit, and just keep aiming to decrease excess body fat, but not getting crazy about it. Just be reasonable.
Also be right. Also be certain weight, so you're not too skinny, and you're more. You know, the happy body is more like a body weight of a dancer, a contemporary dancer. So if you are athletic and on the athletic and beautiful, attractive, but you have some meat on you, so you're not just too skinny.
Oh, yeah. I love that meat on you thing. You know, I'm all about that. And then your fifth point is straighten up. What do you mean by straighten up? What is this? Uh-oh, just a moment here. I'm correcting my posture already because you just made me very... So tell me about straighten up.
Well, you know, the first sign of aging is that our chest collapses and kind of we lean forward, and all the rib cage gets tighter, and we cannot bend anymore backwards. So you could see sometimes people when they kind of lean forward and walk on toes, and you know, they cannot really arch backwards. So to have the exercise that would correct all of it and improve our thoracic spine, it's essential. So in the Happy Body program, there are about 5 or 6 exercises specifically designed to help people not to age the spine. So they don't.
I love it. I absolutely love this. I was so happy when I saw you deal with the posture thing. So everyone, we're listening to Jerzy Gregorek with the UCLA weightlifting team and a world weightlifting champion and author of The Happy Body, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. And go to his website, thehappybody.com. He's helped us understand those 5 ways to be able to be a happy body: flexibility, strength, speeding up, getting lean, and straightening up. Thank you, Jerzy. We so appreciate you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robes, and you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.